Perhaps the most frustrating moment for any sports fan isn't watching your favorite team lose. It's watching an umpire or referee make a bad call. Commentator Frank DeFord is thrilled that more sports fans are giving refs a second chance.
I'm one of those weird people who happen to think that sports officials are absolutely amazing in the percentage of decisions they get right. But unlike a lot of people, including a lot of officials themselves, I also happen to believe that we should use every possible means at our disposal to make sure that the right call is made. Happily, more and more sports are coming around to this point of view. The National Basketball Association is the latest to admit that accepting the available 21st century technology in the 21st century might be a good idea. Especially at the end of a game, the NBA will now permit their officials to review tape to make sure that a player got off a shot before time ran out. The NCAA basketball refs have already had this aid. The National Hockey League started using film a few years ago to certify that pucks had passed through the goal mouth. And, of course, the National Football League reinstated instant replay a couple of seasons ago. Why wouldn't every sport use tape? After all, racetracks have been employing the photo finish camera for decades for the benefit of gamblers. How about benefiting the integrity of the game? Nothing is more maddening or more wrong than when television shows us clearly that an official, doing his best, has nonetheless made a bad call. But the decision stands because the official is not permitted to see what everybody else in America saw clearly on TV. Now, that's insane. Three arguments are always employed against the greater use of replay technology. One is that it takes too long. Okay, you can't stop a game to re-examine at length every minute detail, but surely getting it right is better than staying wrong for the sake of expediency. Besides, everything else slows up games. Has it ever occurred to you that in a world where everything is getting faster, only games take longer? But the NFL made the effort last January to stop the Oakland-New England playoff game in the middle of a raging snowstorm to check out a fumble. The original decision was overturned, and New England went on to win the game and then the Super Bowl. Someday, in a sport like baseball, an obvious mistake will not be corrected, and the whole world will know that the wrong team won the championship. The second argument against using tape to help make a right decision is that not every possible angle can be viewed. Well, yeah, but three or four angles are better than one. Nothing is ever going to be perfect. Then finally, there is the argument that if you use instant replay, you're taking away the human element. Well, the human element in coaching and scouting and training has been supplemented by technology for years. Why shouldn't referees get the same support? You know, I always thought that one of the best elements about being human was that we were smart enough to use what's at our disposal. Baseball is operating without a safety net in these playoffs right now. It's nothing short of luddism for baseball and other sports not to have replay available for all important games, certainly for all postseason games. The purpose of officiating is to get it right. It's an affront to the honor of a sport when the people who run a sport aren't absolutely dedicated to that one ideal.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.